I had to get this out. I had to speak my truth, so to speak. I had to do it in a manner where I felt that I could tell the most clearest of stories. In a way that even I could understand. And not just tell the story from a viewpoint of hatred or anger, but a viewpoint of understanding. Because I know people still connect with me with the realism that I display, not only on this podcast, but in life in general. I only know that it's best for myself to be as transparent as possible. It's best for myself to be as truthful as possible, because I haven't always been. And now that these years that have passed, I've been accepting more of my faults. And in accepting my faults, I'm also able to overcome things. Because before, I would try to hide behind that. Hide behind that attention because of what I wasn't getting, and try to use that as a sense of completion, if you understand that. You know, even though I was married, you know, I'm married, I wasn't getting what I needed. And I went to others for completion, which that wouldn't necessarily fulfill me, because it's like, you know, pouring it into a bottle with holes in it, so to speak, if you get that. What I didn't do, I didn't attempt to look at why things were happening. I didn't attempt to look within myself. I only blamed. I only blamed my life. And that was wrong. I'm still paying for it, even though it was so many years ago. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Once you cut as deep as I've cut, those wounds possibly will never heal. And like I said, I'm not running from it anymore. I'm accepting it, because that's exactly what happened. I took an empty completion over something that was there and still here. Not so many people are going to be. Not so many people, especially men. especially men, we're not going to be as honest with our faults. Yeah, we're honest when we blame, or when it's somebody else's fault. Yeah, that's real easy to do, and it's not necessarily just men. It's people in general. It's real easy to, especially when you know somebody did something wrong to you. It's real easy. That is the easiest thing to do when it comes to relationships and stuff like that, and dealing with family and things of that nature. It's real easy when it's somebody else's fault. It's real easy. It's real easy to scream and shout when someone else is to blame. It's kind of harder to scream and shout when it's you, though. When you know you've hurt someone, when you know you're hurting someone, it's kind of hard for you to, you know, yell and argue, knowing you're doing what you're doing. And I had that. I had those moments too. It's because I felt, in a twisted sense, oh, this is justified because look at what I'm going through. No, no. What I did was wasn't justified. It wasn't right. I had the wrong people in my ear telling me that, you know, move on. This is where you're supposed to be. You know, the devil comes in all forms and all surroundings, especially when you're in the middle of doing something you know you're not supposed to be doing, because of course it feels good. Of course it feels good. Of course is what you want to hear. Of course is what you want to say. Of course. There's no struggle in doing wrong. There's no struggle in doing wrong. Doing wrong is the easiest thing in the world. The easiest thing in the world to do is to cheat. Very easy. Because you can say nothing wrong, you can do nothing wrong. All you need to do is be in the moment. Everything is right because it's not supposed to happen. And it's kind of, especially in my case, nobody's fault. Because you both were coming from pain. You both were coming from pain. And there's absolutely nothing a person can do when they're coming from pain and they find another person who's hurting. Oh, shit. That is not good. You're holding on to something that's not even yours. You want something that can never be. Best thing to do, do what I'm doing now. Just find yourself. Find who you are. Define yourself. Don't let any situation or any one person, especially when that person isn't complete themselves. You wait until it's right in every sense. If you have to leave a relationship, you leave it. If you have to get a divorce, go through that process. Don't expect that person to complete you. That's what I did. I expected that person to complete me. I expected that person to make everything all right. And like I said, I'm still paying for it all these years later. And that leads me all the way up to the last episode and everything that I stated in the episode. But what happened that next morning is the reason why I just told that truth that I just told. We woke up, getting ready to go see an apartment. Even though we were coming off another senseless argument. Well, I can't say senseless. It was senseless on my behalf when I should have just listened. I should have just listened, but instead I still wanted to fight. I still wanted to come back with the things that I said. I should have just listened. Woke up to a notice on the door stating that we had to leave by 9 o'clock. I opened the door at 8:43. Nobody sent us anything stating that anyone was coming to set us off because we had notices stating that we were to leave on the 31st. There wouldn't be an eviction as long as we left by the 31st. The eviction process wasn't going to be set unless we left by the 31st. We have documents to prove that. I opened the door, and all of a sudden, everything is out the window. We're faced with everything all at once. We're faced with it all at once. Every emotion, from the children, to my wife, to myself, everything. We're feeling it all at once. It's kind of bad for my wife and my daughters because they suffer with anxiety. Kind of bad for them because when things disrupt you, you don't know how to act. You don't know how to respond. So what did myself and my wife do? We went right back to us, side by side, back to back. Regardless of how we felt just 24 hours prior, we went right back to us. Because, in a sense, through everything that we go through, through everything that we face with, that's all we know. That's all I know is her. For the past 24 years, that's all I've known. That's all she's known. Everything else, everyone else, is false. On my behalf, I can't speak on hers, but everything and everyone else was false. God put it right back in my face, right back in my heart, right back in my mind, where I was supposed to be. I wasn't supposed to be talking to people about divorces. I wasn't supposed to be talking to apartments and homes about living by myself or with my kids. I wasn't supposed to be doing that. When I opened that door, I didn't open the door to, okay, now you gotta, you know, find another place to live. No, I opened that door to, no, I'm not getting ready to let you make another idiotic decision against this woman. I'm not getting ready to let you feel that you have the answers, that you're in control. Because as I stated, as you all know, seems to be that every time I say something's going to happen, the complete opposite happens. So what are we faced with now? It's been possibly, 2 weeks maybe? Yeah, about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Yeah, we're still going through our problems. Yeah, we still have our heartache. Yes, she's still in a state of confusion, but where am I? I'm I'm trying to pull myself together. I'm facing my truth, what I should have done a long time ago instead of running out there for something that wasn't mine, something that wouldn't complete me. I'm being more open, more honest about the things that I'm going through. I'm being more open, more honest about the people around me. God has put me in a place mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally that I need to be. I would pray about a month and a half ago when I was going through the things that I was going through with my mother, but I wanted my family back. I prayed to them. I pleaded to them. Possibly while our lights were off, I went to my mother and my children and my little brother, and I pleaded to them, my wife as well. I pleaded to them how I wanted my family back. Through all this silly shit that I'm going through, where I am right now, gracious enough to be in my mother's home while we try to find somewhere, I have my family back. But what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm not appreciating where I am because I'm still upset, mad, arguing with my wife, upset, mad that I can't find a place to live, upset, mad. I'm still not getting it. I'm still not understanding that I asked for exactly what I'm going through right now. Now I just have to prove to myself that I'm worthy for the next step. That I'm worthy, that I understand what I need to do within my job, within myself, within my family, within my marriage. No, I'm not trying to say that magically with us having to be back where we are, back with each other, that, you know, she's back to being mine. No, she's not. She's not. Feelings don't work like that. I understand that. I have to give her time. I have to give her space. She also has to understand and see where I feel wronged, which is what I didn't do, those years back. I turned my back on her because I turned towards that empty completion. I shouldn't have turned my back on her. I should have told her how I felt then, told her what I wanted then. I did. I didn't scream it like I'm screaming it now, which is what I should have did then. Because I should have just been there. No, I said I was selfish. I've learned five years later, no more selfishness. No more selfishness. We're right there with each other, right there through it all. Trying to rise again. I'm back with my mom. I have all of my kids on one roof again. I'm back connecting with my mother. I'm back connecting with my brother. But like I said, am I taking full advantage of it? No, because I'm still upset that I can't find a place to live. I'm still upset that I'm still going through things with my wife. I'm still upset. I'm just still pissed. Should I be? No. Should I be gracious? Yes. Am I? At times. Am I human? Yeah. But in between me just completing a 5-mile run, I don't run anymore. I may get on a treadmill now and again. I may lift heavy. But as far as distance running, I haven't done this in a very long time. that I haven't done this in a very long time. Right now, it feels great. My breathing is fine. I'm able to focus. I'm doing this podcast, speaking clearly. My mental is fine. And as I stated, say all of that just to say that I'm becoming more of who I pray to be. And I'm happy with that. I'm accepting that because things aren't as chaotic. Things aren't as tense. I'm a lot less stressed now. Good morning. I'm a lot less stressed now. I'm able to think clearer. I'm able to get more rest, not just physically, but mentally. Like, I need to just look at all the benefits that I have now. Even though I've hurt. I've hurt my daughters in a sense to where we can't have pets where we are. And I hurt them because we had to give up on the pets. And I guess that's why I'm as frantic as I am trying to find a place to live because, I want to make my children happy. I want to. That's something that I want to do. I want my children to be happy. Not to say that they aren't happy now, but it's just, I just want my own. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting your own. And at the moment, I don't have that. At the moment, I'm still trying to find, struggling to find, calling all these places, wasting money on all of these applications. And I know that's where my stress is stemmed from now because I'm trying so hard to find a place to live. Not to say that I'm, like I said, I'm not gracious for my mother for what she's doing for us. I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be a burden. I mean, I've even had good friends to offer to take myself and my family in. But I don't want to be a burden to anyone. I don't mind being a shoulder. I don't mind being a beacon. But I have a big problem with myself going to other people about my problems and my transgressions. That's why I speak so freely on the podcast. Because I know how heavy I can be. I know how heavy I could be. But I'm gracious and thankful for the tranquility that I have now because, like I said, I didn't have it before. I didn't have none of this before. I was all over the place. So hopefully you were able to pull bits and pieces from my bits and pieces because I'm just trying to put it all back together for a real completion. People, purpose, patience is applied.